Welcome to the IBM Podcast Network.
You're listening to the Drinks and Destinations Podcast.
Hello, guys, and a very happy new year. Welcome to the Drinks and Destinations Podcast. Today is our first episode of the year, and I'm your host, Samira. And my co-host, Rajita, I think she's still celebrating New Year. She's not in here today, so it's all me.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year. Hello, Samira. Hey, I'm not the one who's
How
missing.
How sly of you. When did you sneak into the studio?
Oh, don't worry about that. I've been here, but you are the one who's been celebrating New Year's outside Bombay. So you tell us, what did you do in New Year's?
Actually, I was so guilty that I have not been around, so I snuck in early today at the studio. So my last 4 days of the year was spent at Sunburn 2016.
Wow, nice.
Yes, a very grand, a very big event that usually happens in Goa. This was the first time it was happening in Pune. I was hosting for one of their sponsors over there. And it's huge. It's the biggest, I think, electronic music festival. The biggest of biggest DJs are there. There's Afrojack, there's Nuclear, there's Armin Van Buuren. And Afrojack apparently comes in his own flight jet or chopper or something.
Wow.
And these DJs charge about some $1 million for
That's
one
That's a good
performance.
Way of making money. We should also focus on our singing career.
Or just our ability to play music on a laptop career. And yeah, a lot of food stalls over there. There was a Smirnoff Lounge, which we didn't see on the first day, but the next 3 days we did. And foot massage. And it's a huge festival. You see people from all over India over there. A lot of crowd, I would say, between 20 to 25.
That's great. I think these events are, in a way, a place where people just go to have fun and enjoy music and, have some nice drinks. And, I think this is the time of the year when all these things start.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we are going to do. And that brings us to the first episode of this year. And we are going to talk about the major drinks events that are scheduled to take place all across the globe this year.
That is correct. Yes. Yeah. So if you're thinking, the celebrations are over and what does 2017 have in store for us, do not worry, we are here. We just take out your calendar. I think start marking it, because we're gonna talk about a few events happening abroad and in India as well. And
if
my profession was just to attend these events, I'd be pretty busy this year.
Absolutely. Every month there is something or the other happening,
but we are not going to all of them, Rajita, so behave yourself and let's do the podcast.
Yes, let's do that. So we've divided the entire thing into two parts, because there are some events which are for consumers and there are some events which are only for trade.
Right.
So the consumer events, you can just buy a pass or ticket online and different other places, sources mentioned on the website.
Right.
And for a couple of trade events, that's only by invitation. Mm-hmm. So only the trade people who are from the drinks industry, they can visit these places and, do networking and have more business opportunities in these places and talk to a lot of people there. And I've been to a couple of them in the past. And so we're going to talk about all that.
All right, so let's begin with events all year round, and let's start with January. The first up event, which we found out, is the Niagara Ice Wine Festival, which is taking place in Canada, and it's from January 13th to 29th.
Yes.
And it sounds absolutely amazing. Apparently, the whole Niagara region kind of transforms into a wintry wonderland, and you're celebrating Canada's most cherished wine, the best cuisine.
Yeah.
So they have the Xerox Ice Wine Gala, which kind of kickstarts the entire event.
Mm-hmm.
And over there you see you get to taste the most exquisite cuisine and ice wines and table wines from over 35 award-winning wineries.
Wow.
Now, that's a
that sounds
great
amazing
variety.
And I'm sure they also have these wine routes where people can visit a couple of wineries around this place.
Absolutely.
And that sounds quite amazing. And for more details, I think you could visit www.niagarawinefestival.com and get all the ideas if you are into ice wines, which I am definitely. And in the last episode, in fact, May and I were talking about places to visit.
Right.
We also spoke about how Canada is one of the most prominent places to visit this year in 2017.
Yeah.
And I think people can just, you know, club these together and visit Canada and also, you know,
yeah, I was quite surprised to see like the first event up in Canada, you know.
Yeah.
And when I read about the ice wines, it was, and in fact, they also have a Discovery Pass program. So, you know, this pass gives you like 3 weekends of wine and culinary experience and adventure at like all these wineries.
Wow.
And like in one day, you can have about 8 adventures or experiences.
Sounds
in this
amazing.
Day pass. Yeah. So can you imagine? And this, you know, the dates for this is January 13th to 15th, 20th to 22nd and 27th to 29th. So I would say, guys, if you're going, just grab like a day pass and you'd probably get to experience everything.
And if anyone is traveling to the US or somewhere in Canada, they happen to be there, I think they definitely need to visit this place and attend the festival.
Ice wine, yum. What do you have to say about ice wine? How is it different?
I love ice wines. And this is like,
why are they called ice wines?
Because basically the wine is harvested, the grapes are harvested when they're frozen.
Oh.
And they're left to be frozen in the vineyard.
Okay.
And then later on they are picked early in the morning hours, and then the ice is removed from the grapes and then they are crushed. So basically the acidity and the sugar is completely concentrated in the grapes, and that's what gives a lot of character and complexity to ice wine. And they're very expensive wines and really brilliant, all of them sweet wines and like absolutely fantastic. After Germany, Canada makes the best ice wines in the world.
I would imagine, given how much ice they get. So moving on, let's talk about the festival everybody, I think, in India, Bombay, Delhi, Bangalore, you know, looks forward to, is waiting for, is the Sula Fest.
Absolutely.
Yay! The Sula Fest is their 10th anniversary this year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be for 3 days. No prizes for guessing. It happens in Nasik, Maharashtra. And what popularity this festival has picked up, Rajita.
I know, it's interesting,
surprised.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
In our first episode, if you remember, Cecilia was there with us, and she was talking about how Sula Fest has helped the brand become one of the most prominent wine companies in India. And people from all over the world are now noticing that, you know, India has such a beautiful music festival and which has wine, spirits, beer, everything, and a lot of fun.
And I feel it's kind of like Sula now has become synonymous with wine in India a little bit, you know. Like the minute you say wine festival, everybody, at the top of everyone's head, if you were to take a poll, they'd be like Sula Fest.
Absolutely.
It's that popular, and why not? Like you have grape stomping, wine tasting, foot massage, tattoos, and music, I think, which is
brilliant
now playing
music, beautiful
a very
bands
important
performing.
Role at festivals.
Yes.
So they pick like the best acts and the best singers and the best gigs that you get to see.
Yeah.
So are we going this year?
Yes, I think we are. Last year I was there and it was a lot of fun.
Lot
so
of
I think
fun.
we are definitely going.
Yes,
there
we are looking
year.
Forward to going there, and we'd get you some first hand amazing information from there. And they have this beautiful open air amphitheater, and the whole place and the weather and the feel
it
is
just
amazing.
Transform into something else, you know. And the amphitheater that they have there.
Mm-hmm.
When the bands are performing and in the evenings, it's winter evenings, and you know, nice chill wines and alcohol, and then the music, it's just, it's completely, it's like a wonderland, actually. Mini wonderland in
Mini
India.
Mini wonderland.
Yeah.
Yes, well, the other festivals I think we can look forward to, if you're talking about India, like we're not sure, I don't think the dates are out yet.
Yeah.
But then the Bandra has a wine festival which lasts about 2 days.
Hmm.
And there's the Grover Fest, which is
Grover Zampa Festival that happens in Bangalore.
Yeah. So
they do
the
that
Grover
for consumers as well.
Yeah. So I know last year it was a great hit, and for people like down south and from Bangalore and everybody, like there was stand-up comedy, there was a flea market, a lot of art which we got to see. And we're not too sure when it's happening this year, but I would really be looking forward to that.
The dates are not
that.
Out yet, but so I think the social media is going to give us the news sometime
soon.
Yeah,
I'm imagining this fest to be like the next big thing after Sula, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
In fact, last year it happened at the same time as Sula Fest.
Oh, so the crowd.
Most probably, they are planning to do it sometime during February only.
All right.
Okay, so Also in the month of February is Antaprema de Toscana, that takes place in Tuscany. You remember we spoke about it in our Tuscany special episode.
We did.
From 11th till 18th of February. Mm-hmm. And this is by invitation only for the press.
Okay.
But some trade people can also go there. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a 10 days trip where you cover wines from Chianti, Chianti Classico, Brunello di Montalcino, Vernaccia di San Gemiano, and Vino Nobile di Montepulciano.
Okay.
So basically it's like all these regions wines, places to go, mm-hmm. and you know, for 8-10 days you keep traveling from one place to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Taste all the wines, and before the wines are released in the market you just get an idea how the some of them are already released, some of them tell you about how the next vintage is going to be like. So it's more of for a wine geek and wine lover. It's
so
an
there
event.
Are some like brand new wines which you get like first hand taste of.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
and you visit
amazing.
So many beautiful wineries in Tuscany. It's like it's an event that I always look forward to in the beginning of every year.
Mm-hmm.
So now moving on to the month of March,
right.
One of the most prominent wine events that takes place in the month of March is Pro Wine, which takes place in Düsseldorf, Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like this of, you know, last couple of years, this event has become one of the most prominent wine and spirits events in the world.
Why is that?
Because of the kind of professionalism that they have shown.
Okay.
The kind of people that come and attend the event, the exhibitors, the participants there, the kind of master classes and, you know, visits, everything that happens in that event, it's made it like one of the most sought after events to do business, basically.
Okay.
So I have been to one of the editions of Pro Wine, and that was quite fantastic because I spent 3 days there, and then I went around the wine regions in Germany, went to a couple of places and visited the wineries, tasted wines there, and that was quite nice.
Okay.
Something to look forward to.
Wow.
And for the whiskey lovers, there's a very exciting and informative event that's happening in March.
Okay.
It's called Whiskies and Spirits Conference. That's going to take place at the Waldorf Hilton in London on 30th of March. And there's also a scheduled Delhi edition of the same event, but the dates are not out yet. I know that I know the gentleman who's organizing the event, but the dates, he's working on the dates, so it's not final yet.
Okay.
But the London one is going to be very exciting because it's going to bring together all the industry international leaders, and then, you know, in an open forum they're going to talk about all commercial opportunities and challenges in the global spirits industry in general. And so basically this is another event that if you are from the drinks industry,
right.
something that you should definitely attend.
Wow, so a lot of networking opportunities it's
Absolutely.
Going to offer, and you get to meet people from all around the world.
Yes.
All right, so that's something you know, for people looking to network and mark their calendars for. And well, we have more events coming up. This is just up until March. So we're going to go in for a short break, and after we are back, we're going to talk about more places that you can visit. Stay tuned.
It was rated Goregaon's most intelligent podcast. It was the best new podcast of the day when it was launched. And now, the irreverent brand of attempted humor and botched education is coming your way. You have many burning questions.
So what is the Brexit? What do mathematicians do, man? I mean...
Introducing Simplified, a weekly podcast that deconstructs issues around you, such as, what on earth is Bitcoin?
So Bitcoin is just another currency like the rupee or dollar. The difference here is it's a virtual currency.
Do resolutions in cameras really matter?
They think that just because a number is higher, what they're getting is actually more.
And encryption.
So encryption, okay, is a process of encoding messages in such a fashion that only the intended recipient sees it in its intended format.
Hosted by Narendra Shanoy, a very wise man who can't stop making B.G. Woodhouse references. And Deepak Gopalakrishnan, who calls himself Chuck, a madman who can't stop making poor jokes.
Narendra, what do you call a forest where you find all the latest news?
I don't have a good feeling about
that. A tropical rainforest.
Follow Chuck and Arain as they scour Google and read Wikipedia for you and condense it into language you can understand. Simplify, helping you appear smarter to an audience that knows no different.
Welcome back to the Drinks and Destinations podcast. Well, it's our first episode of the year. Happy New Year to you guys. And today we are talking about the festivals all over the world in India, which you can visit in 2017. Right, Rajita?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So let's kick start with another very good festival. I know you are looking forward to, Rajita.
Yes.
And I hope you get to go, although I doubt it.
But
looking
no,
at your calendar this year, Choco Block, you're already traveling, so just save it for next year.
I don't
year.
Know about May yet, so maybe I'll find some time to go there. Oh, no, I think I have something already planned.
So there you go. Well, this most talked about festival, which we are talking about, is the Spirit of Speyside Whiskey Festival, which goes on from 27th April to 1st of May 2017. And this is Scotland's premier event supported by the Scotch industry. So for all the whiskey lovers, this is the place. I don't think you have a choice. You should be.
Absolutely.
You have to be.
All the major Scotch brands are going to be there.
Right. So it's premium, Scotch whiskey. And it's not, in fact, only about whiskey. Like other festivals, this also opens a stage to amazing music, dance, food, and so much more. And the best part is, like we were just talking about in the break, the location that
it's
set in.
Speyside in Scotland is one of the beautiful places that you can find in Europe.
Yeah, so there you go. It's a breathtaking location, and you have your favorite alcohol with you, and you're meeting interesting people, pioneering people, and you're getting a feel of like century old tradition. So I think it's a great amalgamation of all these things, and I think that kind of makes it one of the most premium events you could visit this year.
Absolutely. And that should be one of the must visit events for because this is also open for consumers, not just trade.
Right.
You could just buy tickets and just go there and attend the event and visit the distilleries there. The best part is some of the distilleries that I had been to, they also let you create your own blend of whiskeys when you visit them. I mean, there's so many
That's
experiences that
yes,
and you can bring it back with you if you bottle. I don't know if they will allow you or not, but you could still check with them. And it's such a nice experience to go to these places, and especially if you're a whiskey fan, and then you're a whiskey purist, and you only like your Scotch made in a certain way and from a certain region of Scotland, then I think this place is something that you must visit.
I think it sounds like Disneyland for whiskey lovers to
me.
Exactly. A must go. So guys, definitely a destination you should have on your list. And what do we have coming up next?
So in the month of May, there's another event that happens in London. It's called London International Wine Fair, which earlier used to be called London International Wine and Spirits Fair, and the location was different. But last 2 years, they have shifted the location to Olympia, London, and this year is going to happen from 22nd to 24th of May. That's again another place where basically all the trade from Europe comes together, and they talk about business, and they do a lot of tastings, master classes, industry meets, and so that's quite informative and interesting.
Okay.
In the month of June, there's a major wine and spirit event that takes place in Bordeaux, France. It's Vinexpo.
Okay.
So Vinexpo 2017 is happening between 18th till 21st of June, and at that time Bordeaux transforms into another beautiful location. Bordeaux is a trade city because it's just close to the river, and there used to be a lot of trade that happened between other parts of Europe and the world and Bordeaux, because it's a port city.
Okay.
And so there are a lot of tourists which you usually find in Bordeaux, but especially during Vinexpo, the city is always buzzing with crowd because it's like a huge event, 4 days event, and the traders from all over the world, the consumers from France and Italy and Turkey and from America, from Asia, everyone, the spirits from Asia, they also showcased these forums, and it's like a beautiful time to be there in Bordeaux. And then obviously, who can forget the Bordeaux chateaus there? If you're going to be in Bordeaux, then you might as well plan some trips to all these beautiful chateaus which are there in Bordeaux.
Yeah.
So that's June.
So I feel these are located in such such beautiful locations. Like, you can actually make like your little travel itinerary around these events.
It's, yeah.
You know, you attend the event and you can travel around, and I think just set in such beautiful places.
So the famous wine from Smito Lafayette, which is mm-hmm. well known all over the world, the Chateau, they also have a 5-star property called Caudalie. Okay. Which is basically a spa, which uses all the wine waste products. Okay. And it's a beautiful place to spend some time there and, you know,
a wine spa.
Indulge yourself in some spa therapy and vino therapy, basically.
So all the therapies they have is like from all the wine waste?
Yes. In fact, they have some cosmetic products. Yeah. It's very good, from shampoos to cosmetics to everything. So you could buy the Caudalie products from the Chateau itself or from any other retail stores across Bordeaux.
Wow, that's so interesting. I didn't know that you can actually, from all the wine waste, beautify yourself even more. That's really good information.
Yeah.
So, well, here's up until June. And I think after June, you should just not even think and wait for the much awaited, the most popular, drum roll please, Oktoberfest.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, something which is loved by everyone, for all the beer lovers. Now, this is an 18-day festival, which is in 2017. It's starting from 16 September.
Yeah.
And, well, you can guess the popularity of it when we say that an average of 7 million people visit this festival in Munich, Germany. So you can just imagine, like, and how we were mentioning, like, Sula Fest, I think this has global popularity.
Absolutely.
Whoever you talk to, like, I come across very few people who have not heard of the Oktoberfest.
In fact, in India, we've had a couple of Oktoberfest editions happening. And there were a few organized by the German Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were a few which were in restaurants and other places. They do that. But yeah, if you plan to go to Oktoberfest, it has to be in Munich.
It has to be. Yeah. And like Munich, once again, turns into like this party. Not even so much party, like this amazing wonderland once again, you know, which offers amazing, amazing things. And this time, like, they even have like exciting rides. Like, if you're going this year, you can look
like
forward
a fair,
to
basically.
So one ride which I was reading about is like, it's an absolutely bizarre and thrilling ride. It's called the Encounter. If you're going to the Oktoberfest this year, and this gives you an experience of like realms of science fiction, aliens and medical experiments gone awry.
Really?
Yeah. So that's one ride. And another thing is a Caribbean themed park with bridges, barrels and mambo music. The big mambo, which is also something you're going to see at the Oktoberfest.
Yeah. And you enjoy all that with chugs of big beer.
And that's what
mugs.
You were saying. They're huge, right?
Huge ceramic mugs. And you know, you can't even, after you fill the mug with beer, I think it's very difficult to even hold those mugs. I don't know how these women in Oktoberfest, they wear those uniforms and they carry these around with them. Like,
well,
four, five
the
of them.
Strong German women, Rajita.
Absolutely, not like us. I can't even handle one mug.
Yeah. I'm sure you will be when you get there. All the beer lovers just change. And approximately like €11 per beer over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. So do you also want to talk about the story behind Oktoberfest?
Yes. How did it all start? So it began on 12th October, 1810. And this was a pretty royal event. Like, it's hard to believe now it's turned into a crazy wild
it's
party.
It's definitely not a royal event now.
Yeah. But back in the days, it began like as the creme de la creme event. And it was to celebrate the marriage of Crown Prince Ludwig.
Yeah.
And that's when it was announced. And since then, it's
so basically the king invited all these people from the city to come and enjoy, and but they were all outside the main royal gate, and they were having this fest and, you know, having a big party, and that's how it started. But now look at the event.
It's basically like a wedding gone wild. Like, it's how in India weddings start and they're just celebrating and they turn into kind of a festival.
It's a really fun event to be, and if you are, if you really like that much of crowd around you, that's the place to be.
And I would wonder like how many days, because it's such a, I wonder if people go for all the days, or do you do 3-4 days?
18 days of drinking non-stop
beer
and eating sausage. And, oh my god,
I think people in Germany do that all year round. What are you talking, 18 days?
Yeah, true. So mainly it's for outsiders.
Yeah. But yes, definitely for all you beer lovers, and I think in India, beer is something that we are
picking up.
Yeah,
in the last,
a lot of new beer lovers coming in. So if this is something you want to experience, book your tickets already.
Yeah,
and be heading there.
Absolutely. But there are also a few events for rum. Like, you know, the Miami Rum Festival, Paris Rum Festival. There are a few craft beer festivals that happens all over the globe. But what we discussed today, these are the major ones that definitely should be visited by people.
Yes, definitely. So this is, I'm sure there are many more which are going to come up. A lot of them have not announced their dates. But to give you a more bigger picture, these are some things which you can mark your calendar for. And they're very interesting events. Talking about them was so much fun. I can really imagine what it would be like to visit them.
All right. So thank you so much for listening to the Drinks and Destinations podcast. And I hope you have a wonderful year ahead. Do tune in to our iTunes and SoundCloud and subscribe to us there. Or you could also like our page on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, you could write to us on drinksanddestinations at gmail.com. And while all of us love our tipple, you make sure that you drink responsibly.
Bye-bye. Bye guys, have a good new year.
Our podcasts bring all the boys to the yard, and damn right, they're better than yours. But you don't need to stand outside in the yard. Just follow IVM Podcasts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We might be on Tinder too. Just go ahead and swipe right.